Welcome to the Property Unleashed podcast, a show about property, entrepreneurship, and personal development. This show is designed to give you the foundations and building blocks to move forward on your journey and live a more inspired life. And welcome to the Property Unleashed podcast with me, Mark Fitzgerald. Fantastic to have you joining me here today. And if this is your first time joining us, then welcome to the show. Please go through and feel free to go through the back catalogue of episodes that we have. I'm sure you will find that they are very good and can help you moving forward. That is very modest of myself, as you can tell. But if you are here and a repeat listener, then welcome back. You know, I love having you here. And I've always said, if there was only one person that listened to the podcast, and that was my mother, I'd still be a happy man because I love doing these. And as it happens, I've actually found out that she doesn't even listen to the podcast, so I wouldn't have anybody listening. But no, it's great to have you here, and let's not mess about. Let's get cracking on here. But before I do, if I can help you in any way moving forward on your property journey, or you're interested in the rent-to-rent strategy, then we do have some free tools and resources which you can help yourself to. We have a deal analyzing spreadsheet, so you can work out all those deals and make sure a deal is a deal. We have a 10-step rent-to-rent guide, and they're all available either in the show notes or, depending where you're listening to this lovely episode, they are available at www.thepropertyunleashed.com. Help yourself to those. They're changing all the time. And each week I do a weekly newsletter, obviously weekly, that comes out, and that has free tools and resources as well. And anything new that we put out there, we will automatically send to the people on that newsletter. So that's a bit of housekeeping out the way. Today I'm going to cover a topic that might not be as glamorous as talking about property or mindset or entrepreneurship. But do you know what is absolutely essential? If you want to make sure that you set yourself up for success, like I always say, and you want to make sure that you do that when you're getting involved in any businesses and, of course, your property business as well. Don't turn off. You will, I hope, get some value from this. It's just going to be a broad overview here today, because I do like to keep these podcasts short and sweet and punchy, because that's the way I like to do things. So today I'm going to talk to you about cash flow. And cash, obviously, is king in any business. But I see and I hear a lot of other people who are respected in the property industry talking about profits, but never really talking about anything else. So for argument's sake, we could say I'm looking at my rent-to-rent deal here. I've done a deal, and it cash flows £2,500 per calendar month. Once I've taken, you know, the bills off and I've taken the guaranteed rent off for the landlords, I'm left with, let's say, £500, £100 per room. That is my cash flow. That is my profit. That is incorrect. Okay. When we talk about cash flow, we talk about businesses. You've got to think, yes, that could be your profit if you had no other expenses whatsoever. But what you have to take into account is that is not profit. It's revenue. It's revenue in your business. So if you've made £500 from the deal, from one deal, then you've got to take out of that £500 expenses, obviously, systems, tenant management, insurances. You've got to take out there anything else that it's costing you to run the property. And then you just need to look at what profit you have afterwards. So that will be your true profit. So if you've had no maintenance issues, now maybe you're covering, you know, £50 to £100 worth of maintenance issues a month. You've got to take that out. Now, I would say, personally, and what I actually do tell people is to have some pots. So your money wants to come into your bank account. You want to have a pot for voids, so that when tenants come and go, and now if you're doing serviced accommodation, I would still say this, have a pot for a voids period, so just for rainy days, because obviously if it's seasonal for serviced accommodation, then you are going to have times where it's quieter. Now you'd hope that whatever deal you've done a good deal, and it washes its face. But again, you need to make sure that you've got some money in the background for voids, whether it's HMO or SA. You need to make sure that you've got some maintenance money. And you need to obviously also break down each month your costs. So what are you having to spend on your insurances, your memberships, on your systems that you have, whether it's a landing page. Now, that might, potentially might be free, but maybe it's not. Maybe you have to pay a fee to keep that going, to house it. You may have a tenant management system that you're using, so you want to also deduct that. Now, a lot of you might be saying, Mark, this is very simple stuff. Yes, it is. It is. But I just want to make it known to people, particularly when they're starting out, that I could say to you, I've got five properties, all cash flowing £500 a month. So my business is making £2,500 per calendar month. Now, this is where we all get hung up and we all say, woohoo, happy days. If you live where I live, you can certainly live off of that. That is a really, really good wage. It might not be such a good wage down south. You might need some more properties, but your rents are going to be higher. So, you know, humor me here, humor me here. So everybody's saying, well, I only need a couple of grand a month to get me out of my job or something like that. That's all very well. But then you want to be saying to yourself, right, so I potentially want to have not five properties, I want to have seven or eight properties, because what I'm going to do is, you know, the five properties could replace my wage, and you've got to take tax and national insurance and everything else into consideration with that as well. And this, like I say to you, this isn't to put anybody down and think, oh God, Mark, it's going to take me longer to get where I want to get. This isn't the case of that at all. This is just so you know what you're doing. So that you know when you get out there, you know what to expect. Now, you're going to have to pay taxes on your business and on your whatever you're doing anyway. So you also need a pot for taxes. You don't want to get to the end of the money year, financial year, and the tax man says to you, you owe us X amount of thousands in tax. You've got to be very careful. And again, with serviced accommodation, that is seriously overlooked as well. Everybody's looking at all the massive gains that they can have, thinking that they're not going to be paying tax or not putting their tax money to one side. And that could put you out of business. If a tax man comes and wants a big chunk of change, you can't really argue with them. So these are the guys and girls that you want to make sure that you've got the money set aside and that you're building up those pots nicely with the money that you're making. Now, we could get into VAT, but for the sake of just keeping things simple here, I won't get into the VAT threshold, which is obviously £85,000 of revenue coming through your business. So if you were going back to my first example, which was £2,500, you would say, well, I've got to pay for my tenant software. I've got to pay for my insurance, my public liability and indemnity insurance. I've got my memberships that I need to pay. Now, you may be saying, what memberships? Well, you've got the PRS, you've got the ICO. So you've got to pay for those. Now, you can pay for those annually. You don't necessarily pay for those monthly. But at the end of the day, it's still something that you've got to consider you've got to pay for. You might have some maintenance problems during the course of the month, which costs you £50, £60. Now, that might be on each property. So we've got to take that into effect. You've also got to look at your wages. How do you want to pay yourself? Are you going to take a wage and a dividend, or are you just going to take cash? You need to speak to, obviously, a financial advisor or an accountant to do all of that. I'm certainly not FCA regulated, so don't take anything from me gospel here. You do need to go out there and find out for yourself on all these different things, because everybody's circumstances are different. But again, like I'm saying, so at the end of it all, you may quit your job thinking I'm going to get at least £2,000 a month. I've got 2,500, so I've got £500 there I can mess about with. Then you might have some voids, or you might have some slow times if it's serviced accommodation. You may have any other thing that can sort of just jump up and grab and bite you. So it's about making sure that you don't need a massive pot of money to start with. But what I'm saying to people is, when you get those first deals, don't just expect to have all that money yourself. Try and build up a buffer using that money. So if you're starting this with minimal money, which can be done, you don't need massive amounts of money to do this, to do rent to rent in any form, shape or form, but you do need some money. It's not a no money down thing, as everybody likes to say. You know, I've got 20 properties and I didn't have to pay anything. That doesn't exist. I'll tell you that for free right now. But you also, if you're doing this alongside, and I say to people, if you are doing this alongside a full-time job, it gives you a real added advantage that you can still live off your wage and you can use that money to live on like you do now. And your rent to rent, as they build up, you just start building up those little stockpiles of money. Okay. You keep yourself safe but you also keep yourself realistic, okay? There's a lot of people out there training and showing things and doing all of this and doing all of that. And I've probably said it in the past as well that, you know, I've made a couple of grand from this and I've made a grand from that and I've made 500 quid here. Yes, but I'm always just thinking people will be thinking, well, yeah, of course, there's a cost on that as well. But they're not. They're not always thinking that. And I tell you what, initially, when I got involved in property, I just looked at the figures and just thought, you know, I could live off of that. I could live off of that. And it wasn't until I actually started trying to live off of that that I realized there's a lot more to this than meets the eye. It's all manageable. None of this should scare you. It's just something you need to be aware of. And if you set yourself up, as I always say to my students and to everybody else, set yourself up for success, then you will not fail. But burying your head in the sand, thinking, oh, I don't want to pay taxes. Everybody has to pay taxes. I'll keep that as cheap as possible. I'll potentially do that with a spreadsheet myself. That is fine. But at the end of the day, there is a cost to a lot of things. Now, when people come on my program, the Rent to Rent Business Builder, obviously I go through all of this with you and you see all the costs up front and you see the pots that you need to put together and things. That's why I always say, set yourself up as a business. Even in your life, set yourself up as a business, a cash flowing business, so that you know exactly what is coming in, what you're making, what you're not making. And worst case scenarios are always brilliant. But what is revenue? You know, and what is costing you? What is your expenditures? What are all your outgoings? And don't lie about them. Just put them there because they're all part and parcel of doing business. And sometimes your outgoings will really help you, because if you're buying things and you're doing things through your business to help grow your business, then it can help you, you know, at the back end when it does come to that year when it's time to pay taxes. And of course, none of us like to pay taxes, but we are here to pay taxes and do our contribution like everybody else. So make sure that you know what you're setting yourself up with and you know what you're going to need. And you may not know everything, and that's fine, but just don't go out there thinking, I've made £1,000 on one property, I can have that £1,000. Nope, everybody's going to have a little slice of that £1,000. You've just got to see how you've set yourself up and how that's going to be proportioned out, okay? And if you do that, then you shouldn't really come across any nasty surprises and you shouldn't come unstuck. As I say, initially, try and grow both businesses, i.e. working in your day job, or maybe you've got another business, and then build up the rent-to-rent business if that's what you're doing. I didn't. As we all know, I jumped ship and I went for it. I got as much training as I could from different people all over the place, as much support as I could, and it really helped boost my knowledge, which has really probably moved me on to so many different angles of knowledge that I have, which is just great, and it's really helped me out. And I'm always listening to people as well who are more experienced and cleverer about these sort of things than myself. But I just wanted to put it out there to you guys to just, you know, as I say, I'm not a financial advisor, that's for sure. You can tell from this episode, but it's just certain things that I want you to keep an eye on. Just keep looking at, have it there in the background that, you know, things will need to be spent. Things will need to be paid for. This is a business at the end of the day. But as long as your numbers are right when you do a deal, then you've got plenty of cash flow coming in from that deal. You'll be fine. You will be absolutely A-okay, because even on a bad month, you know for a fact that you've got all your bases covered, that you've still got money coming in, or you've still got money behind you, or you've built up money behind you to help you progress. I hope this episode's helped you. If it has, please feel free to share it with a friend. As always, it's fantastic to have you joining me here, and I look forward to you joining me next week. You all take care, and bye for now. Thank you for listening, guys. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe and share the podcast with others. And if you could take a minute to leave the show a review, that would really mean a lot to me as well. Lastly, why not head over to the Property Unleashed Facebook group? And if you do, I'll see you there. Take care and make sure you keep focusing on your vision. Bye for now.